The relationship between Baltimore's police department and its black youth has long been fraught with tension. The city's new youth poet laureate, Derek Ebert, has emerged as a powerful voice advocating for police reform and an end to violence in the city. WYPR's Noble Ingram has this profile of the burgeoning political poet.
Derek Ebert is only 19, but the city's first ever youth poet laureate draws on his experience to produce gut-punching poems about life in Baltimore as a young black man.
Hunters will set up blinds in woods so the prey being hunted will get used to what seems foreign, but sometimes I wonder if they know they're getting used to their killer.
Ebert's poem, Animal, recorded by Youth Radio, bemoans the troubled existence between the city's police and him and his peers. In it, you hear him inwardly reflect on the violence around him. He decries the burden of being a young black man in a system that professes to protect him, but just as often harms people like him.
Sometimes I wonder if we know we're getting used to our killer.
Ebert was tapped for the title by a committee of local poets and activists. The University of Baltimore sophomore is not the type to back away from tough questions. Later on in the poem, he asks,
"When will I be given my rights instead of having them read to me?"
And,
"When are we going to be a part of the movement and not just the moment?"
After the death of Freddie Gray in April, Ebert thought a lot about just how much of the city felt unsafe for him.
Why do I have to navigate through Baltimore? Why do I have to find a safe way? The streets should already be safe.
More than anything, Ebert wants his poems to be authentic, even if that means giving up the impulse to smooth over rough edges.
There's not this facade that you can just mask over poetry. Poetry is supposed to be dirty. It's supposed to be filthy. It's supposed to be like, oh my God, like, ugh, like, it's supposed to make you feel ugly. And so to make it seem clean is that, I don't know, like, to me that's fake and I don't like that.
But Ebert knows that even speaking about injustice can have its pitfalls. In his poem, Reach, he uses basketball to discuss people who often avoid confronting difficult issues like racism and police violence.
Watch the dribble of your opponent. Catch them off guard when they dribble too much around things like oppression. Notice the crossover, the hesitation and stutter and stride of tongue as they go from equal rights to look what is left, like what happened to what was in our right.
Ebert's work juxtaposes sharp criticism with his open love for Baltimore. It grates on him when outsiders only want to talk about The Wire. He says that flat view misses the city's artists and the children he sees out sweeping the streets every Saturday. He has hope for this place, even if it's burdened by collective pain.
It's good people wanting to create change and wanting to, you know, to clean up the mess that has been left to us living in Baltimore. I would say it's those kids cleaning up the streets, you know, wanting to create change and wanting to clean up what's been left behind.
This kind of duality is a consistent theme in Ebert's work. Growing up the biracial son of a white father and a black mother in an all-black neighborhood, Ebert says people always challenged his black identity.
So it's kind of weird to even have teachers say, like, no, you're not black. You're not black at all. They would not believe that my mother was African-American until I brought her in.
These days, it's the expectations of his new public role that complicate his life. When he was named Poet Laureate in February, he says he was given a strict list of subjects he could broach in his poetry.
Sometimes it's a problem because sometimes Derek wants to write about a lot of things that the poet laureate shouldn't necessarily say.
Even with those constraints, Ebert sees his position as an opportunity to create real change in the city. He's happy to continue to ask tough questions, and judging from his audience's responses, Baltimore seems ready to listen. For 88.1 WYPR, I'm Noble Ingram.